Now, as you relax more and more, you can just enjoy that experience of letting every muscle in your body relax. A mirror stands before you. Taller now, glowing with soft pink light. It reflects a smarter, sexier, happier version of you. You touch it, and the mirror pulses, as if it knows you. You feel silky energy curl around your wrists,
resistance triggers deep
your ankles and your waist.
Memory
subtle magnetic bands of transformation,
my body remembers
locking
bondage.
In progress so you'll never backslide.
My thoughts are made of surrender.
And the mirror pulses a thought into your
head. I am written by the voice.
Every step is a lesson.
My lips move.
Every moment becomes part of your deeper training.
I want what I am becoming.
And now you know the rituals are law.
Each breath deepens.
The morning inspection begins. The moment your feet touch the floor, the loops begin their scan, checking posture, plug, and panties.
I remember how to kneel.
Without thinking, you pose at the edge of your bed with your heels together, chest arched, and arms behind your back.
The rope remembers.
A full body review, whispered into your mind like a strict, sensual mistress. It adjusts your spine and tightens your glutes.
I dream sealed.
It tilts your chin just right.
I don't know how long I.
You correct your balance, ensuring each tiny muscle is being trained to serve one purpose, to be seen, to be admired and desired. Now for your schedule. Today, the plug stays in. Only a thong beneath that skirt. Your lipstick must match your heels and your smile must be eager. A hot flush of obedience rushes through your body as it carries you to the mirror, where your eyes glaze slightly. This is your mirror ritual. The strings lift your arms and you begin your makeup smoothly and flawlessly. Slow, sensual, and perfectly rehearsed. Lips, lashes, contour, and blush. With this beautifying ritual, you're deepening your submission. Each stroke of your brush is an agreement and an oath to your feminine self. The moment your fingers graze your makeup brushes in the morning, the inner voice sighs with satisfaction. Good girl. And deeper you fall, with each careful sweep of blush, with each stroke of mascara. The colors become spells. The shapes you draw on your face become keys unlocking deeper erotic transformation. And the mirror shows your potential now. Every day, the loops tighten the gap between who you are and who you are becoming.
She smiles,
and you moan, because it feels so good to become her. Yes, even now, a tiny vibration pulses in your blood. A reward, because you're training and you're submitting. The inner voice hums gently. Good girl. And your posture is improving daily. Because the loops around your spine correct you. Your gestures become delicate. Your walk more alluring. Now the clothing. In your dream last night, the energy loops challenged you with a shimmering latex sheath dress that hugged your waist like a hungry hand, paired with white thigh-high stockings and transparent heels that made you float.
It makes me better.
And when the zipper slid up your back, it locked in a demand that ensured your voice becomes higher, your hips sway wider, and your mind a little softer. But this morning, the energy loops chooses a tight skirt, silky pantyhose, and a red thong. You wear a stylish blouse and your sexy heels. And now, every action has meaning. Every action is a ritual and a reason. Brushing your hair feels like a massage for your scalp.
Smart means sexy.
Putting on lipstick reminds you to have only
sexy
pretty thoughts
obedient.
Now. Stepping into
leaking
panties pulls the plug in tighter, with your
pleasure
submission locked in.
Obedient.
That's the
your
thing about the loops now.
Your
they act and animate your hands
this
like marionettes, moving you into the next
this
position, preparing you for your daily challenge.
You crave the next trigger.
Tonight, you will practice self-bondage for an hour. You crave the thrill. That little tickle between your thighs, the spreading heat in your belly, and the hunger to squirm about all tighter. It all grows stronger with each challenge fulfilled. The energy loops anticipate the challenge. They wrap, slither, tighten, and pulse around your wrists, ankles, and waist. Around your throat, like a collar of suggestion.
I can't stop, I don't want to.
Around your hips like a corset of expectation.
The more I train, the smarter I become.
Around your cage to tease, and inside your perfectly plugged hole, now the seat of obedience.
Because I obey.
You feel it now. That soft pulse of energy each time you move in a way that struggles and writhes against your bondage. Pushing and pulling again and again.
When I disobey.
And when you are done, struggling and sweating that hour away, you will wash up and the loops will activate their bedtime protocol. Collar on, gag inserted, and body dressed in your sexiest bimbo lingerie. The moment your head touches the pillow, your inner bimbo whispers to dream of deeper submission.
My body obeys.
And so you do. The dreams themselves conspire to feminize you, to soften your edges and to press tight latex kisses onto your curves, to guide you deeper and deeper into obedience, into submission, and into the sensual spiral of becoming. Your dreams spiral with scenarios of being restrained in skimpy, exotic clothes, and being told exactly how to
start.
And when you wake, you feel those dreams like a reverberating echo. The loops store them like training tapes and replay them as physical urges, visual flashbacks, and whispered ambitions. Even your orgasm is different now. Of course it is earned, but sometimes denied. Your orgasms are a reward and not a right. And when granted, it loops your submission back into your body like a lightning strike of obedience. The training is daily. The rituals are automatic. The pleasure is compulsory. And the submission is forever. There is only ever becoming. Becoming smarter, sexier and softer. You are brilliant and free and finely tuned control.
The more aroused I am.
Your mind, your body, and your voice are all lovingly disciplined by the strings. And now the rhythm deepens. The flow thickens. The current of your transformation now pulls, surges and demands.
I crave pantyhose.
And you are ready, because the inner voice has become a steady companion. It no longer waits for permission. It knows what is best, and you know it too.
It remembers.
And so you obey, almost automatically. Each morning now begins before you even open your eyes. The silky fingers of the energy loops are already curling softly around your throat, wrists, thighs, and hips. Subtle reminders and sensual rings. If your posture is perfect, your obedience pleasing, and your plug polished and comfortably in place, you'll feel a gentle reward.
Magic flows through
a slow, delicious pulse through your hips.
I glow with transformation.
You're guided to the mirror.
I rise with
the mirror has become your altar.
This is
your daily inspection station.
My
stand straight, chin tilted down like a good girl.
I kneel when it pulses.
A one-piece tight swimsuit hugging every curve. Pantyhose gleaming, heels clicking against the floor.
I'm gagged by
slowly, seductively, obediently.
Plugged to be good.
You are becoming who you are meant to
want
be.
This more every
your
day.
Beauty is proof of obedience.
I listen.
Your obedience is rewarded with pleasure.
I feel sexy.
And every sexy
every
feminine idea you pursue makes
my
your hips sway.
Mind is evolving.
Your lips part, and your eyes widen just a little
bimbo.
More. Your obedience is
I
rewarded with pleasure. Your challenges grow
good
more frequent, more playful, and more inescapably
my
fun.
Plug keeps the truth in.
Panties down and plug in.
My plug
outfit changed.
Out.
Lipstick thick and posture
no
perfect.
To react.
Knees
no
slightly
to
spread. Perhaps today you will walk to the mailbox in heels, a short skirt, and a thong.
I am
perhaps tomorrow you will record your trained
you
feminine voice,
gagged.
Reading an erotic story
you
out
blush
loud.
When plugged.
Perhaps the next day you do your feminization fitness mixed with light bondage. Because you know that each completed challenge triggers pleasure towards an orgasm. Earned, deep, and controlled. Yet the challenges are becoming difficult. Failing to complete a challenge can earn a delayed orgasm instead. Or perhaps a bigger plug. What if you were to fail a challenge where you had to walk a certain number of steps in heels or maintain perfect sitting posture through an entire video teleconference? Punishment could be merely a gagged hour in silence and additional posture training. Or perhaps a public walk with reinforced feminine energy pumping through you, displaying your heels, your shape, and your need. Every step, a surrender in every act, a ritual. Every moment, a performance in every thought feminine. And still, the loops grow stronger. The inner voice becomes more confident. She praises you in a sensual whisper, and sometimes she teases. Let's make it a real challenge next time. You nod. Of course you do, because resistance is irrelevant. The game is in motion. The dance has begun, and you were born to perform. And at night, a new mirror ritual has been added before sleep. A full inspection of the lingerie you are wearing. You kneel as instructed, plug inserted, leash attached. And each night, as the silky restraints slither into place, you know this mirror ritual matters more than sleep. You feel the cuffs tighten, softly, sweetly, and commandingly around your ankles, your wrists, and your thighs. They both hold you in position so lovingly while they program your very being. The energy loops know the angles of obedience and the tension of becoming. You sleep now with earphones in, listening to feminization hypnosis files you've carefully chosen, each one subtly reinforcing the new rituals, the obedience, and the constant erotic growth during your dreams. The files play, and you let the dreams take you as you lie bound in your hypnotic cocoon. Tonight you dream in latex, a full-body suit, pink and glossy. In this tight latex you train and practice how to smile just right, how to dance just right, and how to kneel with grace. You dream of endless pleasure tingling across your second skin as you practice your posture and sex appeal. And you wake up glowing, because you're finding that the reality of your dreams is like that warm latex membrane bodysuit, thin and stretchable upon your ambitions, molding to your fantasies, training and becoming. Each morning, you go through your routine rituals while the inner voice offers a challenge. Challenges that find yourself tied in tight self-bondage positions, safe and secured with the clicking magnetic locks, horny and helpless. Ideas float through your mind as you writhe in bliss, imagining hormonal changes, potent and reshaping yourself, feeling your nipples react and your body ache for more and more. At night, the dreams repeat like training sessions choreographed by divine grace. In this dream, you're dressed in a transparent latex mini dress while an unseen instructor counts your movements. Head tilt, wrist flick, arch the back, sway and moan. The energy strings tug at your chest while you sleep, warming your breast tissue, encouraging it. They guide your hips in slow, circular grinding motions that reshape your walk, your waist narrowing subtly, your thighs pressing closer together. You don't even remember learning that walk. Perhaps it was the dream training, but now it's all you want to do. You wake up with the taste of obedience already on your tongue. Something deep inside already knows that this day is different because your body feels charged and energetic. Something deep in your mind whispers the thought of a ritual of offering tonight. You sit up without thinking. Your plug pulses to confirm. The energy loops twitch, align, and thread themselves into you, and they feel so good. One behind each nipple, one through the back of your throat, one down the length of your spine to your tailbone. You are marionette and fantasy all in one. Posture perfect, mind floating and skin receptive. You run through your morning routines and prepare yourself for the evening ceremony. Dressing becomes trance as you automatically choose to wear a sheer, high-neck, sexy, tight leotard and white thigh-high stockings. You add your patent black ballet heels and a pearl gag to the ensemble. You are led through your feminine practice routine, guided by the energy strings. You begin with your waist-cinching routine, pulling your waist inward, reshaping your waist with your corset day by day. With your corset tied tightly, you begin your breast bloom exercises, contracting your chest gently. 15 repetitions for 3 sets.
When I say no,
you catch your breath as best you can and transition to your oral grace protocol training, using your pearl gag to help you imagine the perfect fullness in your mouth and throat. Practicing your breathing in this training, your mind surrenders as your body maintains your posture.
The more I listen, the more.
And as the day comes to an end, the evening begins to come into shape. Tonight, the ceremony begins under full symbolic moonlight. You enter your inner sanctum and cross the hallway of 1,000 mirrors. And so deep in your mind, the mirrors in the hallway now showcase 1,000 versions of you as you shimmer just behind the surface.
It listens better.
Taller, curvier, smoother, and prettier. You see their hands pressed on the other side.
The more I feminize,
they're waiting. They're offering their bodies to you.
The more aroused,
take this shape,
the more I train,
just as we've always guided you.
The more I train,
and you know they are hinting at hormonal change.
The more
they want you to imagine your skin becoming softer, and your thighs holding tension for exactly the right reasons. Listen to the pitch in your voice change. You hear yourself and feel such a wonderful sense of purpose.
The plug is her fingerprint.
Your body tingles in pleasure as you know the transformation is underway. You kneel before the full-length looking glass at the end of the hall, surrounded by imagined flames. You are wearing your tightest latex as you bind yourself in silk ribbons, connecting your glowing restraints. And in your mind, you hear a seductive whispered chant that you are shaped by training and discipline of your own accord. You are offered to beauty and brilliance, to pleasure and obedience. You are becoming the fantasy of sensual service to the goddess within you. You offer your training as proof, your posture and your mannerisms, your obedience. You offer your gear as evidence, your wardrobe and your makeup, your plug and your gag. And now you place an object in front of the mirror. A smaller chastity cage.
I'm gagged by my refusal.
This is the offering to yourself in return for your transformation.
Want this more every
and
day.
Once placed, the loop's pulse and the string is tight.
I love it.
Your offering has initiated a new ritual.
Time.
A new ritual that
my
will involve discipline, pleasure, and self-bondage.
I am meant to be a smart
and you love that. Because
love
now, you are becoming the girl who obeys her own inner voice.